This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
1065
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
It's St. Patrick's Day. This is a brand new one where we're calling Alex, his wife Cindy. The two of them own and operate a pawn shop together. So Cindy wanted me to call and try to sell him a rare item. So that rare item that we picked was a leprechaun's hat. Is that stupid and ridiculous? Yes, but what would happen if I really committed to this? Can I get a pawn shop owner to buy and resell a leprechaun's hat?
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Pawn shop.
Hi, I'm looking for Alex. Is he there? I was told to ask for Alex.
Is he?
Hey, Alex, my name's Raul. I'm friends with Cindy, and she said that I should give you a call because you guys like to buy and sell rare items, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I've got like a super rare item, and I'm looking to sell it, get some money for it.
Okay, well, what do you got there?
I was out on a hike, and I found in the woods a teeny tiny hat. And when I say teeny tiny, I mean it's about the size of maybe like a dollar bill from brim to brim, if you were to measure that. Okay, and it's a top hat, and it has a silk ribbon around it, and the silk ribbon is green. So I mean I don't even need to tell you what it is. So how much do you think you'd give me for that?
What, is there some sort of provenance that I should know about the hat?
You can't figure that out?
You know what? I need you to fill in the blanks for me, guy.
Okay. It's a leprechaun's hat. So I thought I was told that you like knew about that kind of stuff. So anyway, though, but yeah, I actually found an authentic leprechaun's hat. Have you even ever come across any of those before? Probably not, right?
Yeah. You could probably go to Party City and buy a leprechaun hat.
No. Not that this is an authentic leprechaun hat. Like, I'm positive. It probably fell off of his head as he was running away. You know, because leprechauns are all in the same family of like sprites and fairies and stuff like that. And they all live in the woods. And so he probably was being chased by something. I don't know, fox. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Coyote maybe too. But
yeah, let me cut you off there for a second.
Okay.
So you're suggesting that this is like a very high-end costume prop of some sort that someone drops as dressed up as a leprechaun.
No. It's not a costume prop. It's not even a costume. It's from a leprechaun. I'm positive. You can even see it. Like, if you smell it, it smells like a leprechaun's head. It's worn. You can tell it's very old.
I don't know who's going to buy this hat. You're suggesting that it came from a real leprechaun? Is it made of gold? If it's made of gold, then
no,
we can
the hat,
talk.
Their hats aren't made of gold. They have a pot of gold.
Okay, do you have... Do you have the pot of gold?
No, they hide the gold. Do you not know anything about leprechauns?
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm dumb? So you're like hiking in the woods, and you see a hat, and you think that a magical creature was running away from a fox and possibly burying his gold. So I don't know, like,
yeah.
You think...
No, that's it. That's
rainbow. Sure.
No, the rainbow part is a myth. No, bingo. You got it. I don't. Yeah, right. That's it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just really don't have time for this. I'm very busy today, so I guess we're not going to be able to do business. But
All right. I apologize that you're busy. Maybe I called it a bad time. Just how much do you want for the hat, though?
I don't think I want the hat. To be honest with you, I don't know.
So, Alex, it's authenticated. It's authenticated.
By whom?
Who? I'm telling you. By me. I'm authenticating it.
I guess. Look, why don't you tell me what you think the hat is worth? I'm just out of curiosity.
I would say $1,000.
$1,000? Okay. How about this? Go back to where you found the hat, and if you can find a pot of gold that this imaginary, not real creature buried,
they hide it.
Then you come back and I'll buy that. But until then, I am very busy with real things and I have to go.
Alex, hold on. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, what? Yes.
None of this has been real.
I know that.
No. I mean it literally. My name's actually Gavin, and you're on the radio right now. Your wife listens to a morning radio show that I'm on, and this is a phone scam. It's a prank phone call.
Yeah, I know. I could have told you that it's fake, and this is obviously a joke. I really have to go.
Hello? Oh, wow.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.